A 13-member city council has been sworn into office in the largest city in western Massachusetts. The Springfield City Council has three newly elected members. At an organization meeting, Justin Hurst was elected unanimously by his colleagues to a second consecutive one-year term as council president. Hurst spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill about what the city council accomplished in 2019 and its agenda for this year.
Well, the responsible employer ordinance was pretty significant, which was initiated by Councilor Allen and Councilor Edwards. We want to ensure that we're able to make sure that the administration actually implements the ordinance. It's a great opportunity for residents, as well as minorities, veterans, and women to receive jobs from contractors, which they wouldn't have ordinarily had. In addition, we have the BRAVE Act, which Catery had initially brought forward, and which would make sure that those who are serving on tours of duty, who are in our armed forces, receive the services or don't receive any lapse in the services because they are serving our country. In addition, we certainly have the facial recognition, that is the ban on facial recognition that is sponsored by Councilor Ramos.
Although that hasn't been approved yet.
That has not been approved yet, and we want to make sure that we get that accomplished this year. In addition, we have a lot of things to do around marijuana, whether it's cultivation or whether it's opening up the dates for multiple operators. We want to do whatever it is that we can do to generate as much revenue as possible and also create jobs. So I look forward to it.
You mentioned marijuana. Sometime this year, we expect the first retail store will open in Springfield. It's been a long process. From this point forward, would you expect to see many more stores open? And you mentioned cultivation. Of course, the zoning change was approved for the proposal at the Eastfield Mall, the company that wants to go into the former Macy's store and put a marijuana cultivation operation in there. You expect that we're going to see a lot of movement on this in 2020?
My hope is that we will. You know, when you start talking about jobs relative to recreational marijuana, the most significant jobs will come in cultivation. When you talk about the recreational operational facilities, while it's great to have them and while it's great that they will generate revenue and create a few jobs, they certainly will not generate the tax revenue that cultivation will. My hope is that we can consider cultivation applicants on a rolling basis. I'd imagine that there are not going to be that many of them because it costs a lot of money to cultivate marijuana in the city. We still want to do our due diligence, however, and make sure that the residents are protected. So it doesn't mean that we're going to have an onslaught of operators coming into the city, but we do want to start vetting applicants so that surrounding communities don't reap the benefits that we could be reaping here in Springfield.
You mentioned in your speech that some of the controversies between the city council and Mayor Sarno tend to get overblown in the media, and we gloss over some of the, well, this is what you said. The media glosses over the accomplishments that the mayor and the city council do jointly. What are some of those that accomplishments that would not be possible without cooperation?
Well, I think even Councilor Whitfield, serving on the marijuana selection committee that the mayor created, I think by the city council and the administration working together, we've had a much more transparent process than we had with respect to medicinal marijuana, in which we only had one applicant come out who now currently has a monopoly and also is suing us. So that certainly was one thing in which we came together on. You also look at the snow removal. There were a lot of constituents that were disappointed in the lack thereof from a recent snowstorm. And if you look at Councilor Williams, the fact that he held a meeting in the chambers that was absolutely packed by constituents who were airing their concerns, and rightfully so, as well as their disappointments. Shortly thereafter, you had the mayor come out, issue an apology, and say that he was going to do more and better in future snowstorms. So I think those two things, along with some of the things that I've already mentioned, you know, the mayor and the city council have worked together on and will continue to work together on in the future.
On the other hand, the city council and the mayor have split over issues like immigration, the Welcoming Cities ordinance, refugee resettlement most recently, and civilian control of the police department. Do you expect to see any resolution to those controversies in 2020?
I'll defer to the mayor on that. We're always open to compromise. My expectation is that we ought to be able to compromise, especially around the few issues that you've named. I think the city council has really laid out a platform, especially when it comes to the community police hearing review board, that ought to be acceptable for anyone in leadership. We just want to make sure that we have our hands in the pot when it comes to these very relevant and important issues. And I think when we've worked together, we've seen some great results. And so I would imagine that it would behoove both the mayor as well as the city council to work together in the future for the benefit of the citizens of Springfield.
You've lost a lot of experience on the city council with the death of Henry Twiggs, who had served on the council for a decade. The departure of Ken Shea, longtime city official, first on the school committee and then on the city council. How do you expect this new council with the three new members, with Sean Curran coming on board as an at-large counselor, Mayor Brown, and Victor Davila, how do you expect the newcomers to work with the council?
You know, you can't replace the individuals like Henry Twiggs, like former Councilor Ryan and Councilor Shea. They've meant a lot to the city of Springfield through their years of service. They were instrumental last year in terms of getting a lot of legislation passed. What I would advise the new councilors to do is to follow in the footsteps of the councilors that are here. We have a tremendous council that works together and that works hard. Probably works much harder than what it is that they are being paid for. It's a part-time job, but most of them are working full-time hours. And so as long as they follow in the footsteps and produce like some of their colleagues, then I don't think we'll miss a beat.
We can't obviously anticipate the future, but what do you hope the future holds for the city council in 2020?
Much of the same, much of what we did last year. As long as we continue to work and continue to work together, I think we'll continue to see the results that we've seen. Each and every counselor takes it upon themselves to really put in a lot of effort, take this job seriously, and make sure that they're putting the constituents of Springfield first. And I expect more of the same this year.